Salt Lake County District Attorney rules the police shooting of Danielle Willard was not justified. The University of Utah partners with True Clinic to bring online health care to patients. And Salt Lake City's Greek Orthodox churches suspend religious services. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, August 9th. I'm Brian Grimmett. After a nine-month-long investigation, Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill announced Thursday that the officer-involved shooting of Danielle Willard was not legally justified. On November 2nd of last year, West Valley City Police Detectives Sean Cowley and Kevin Salmon were performing a drug investigation at the Lexington Park Apartments, where they say they saw Danielle Willard involved in what appeared to be a drug deal. The officers then approached her vehicle. Detective Cowley claims while approaching the vehicle from behind that Willard began to reverse into him, knocking him down. Cowley says it is at this point, believing that his life was in danger, that he fired several shots, killing Willard. But Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says that the forensic evidence just didn't corroborate their story. On Thursday, he declared the shooting unjustified.
I'm not going to speculate to what their motivation was. What I can tell you, based on the forensic information that we have, that the story that is being presented to us is not corroborated because the angles and the trajectories, the forensic evidence, the rotation of the vehicle and the movement of the vehicle, all indicate, and where the debris was found, all indicate that that Officer Cowley was not behind the vehicle.
Gill says his office will now begin a second investigation to determine whether or not they will file criminal charges against the two detectives.
Now remember, everybody is presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. The presumption applies there, and we go through a criminal analysis, and we start to now look at this as a criminal prosecution matter and start to prepare our case to screen that as a criminal investigation.
Willard's parents also filed a civil wrongful death suit in federal court in June. Both Cowley and Salmon remain on administrative leave. An attorney for one of the officers tells the Deseret News that the officer legitimately feared for his safety, and the angle of the shots can be explained by the rapid movement of Willard's car. Officials with University of Utah Healthcare announced Thursday that they're partnering with True Clinic to bring online healthcare to patients in their homes. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
University of Utah alum Justin Kahn is the CEO and founder of True Clinic based in Salt Lake City. Kahn thinks of himself as a social entrepreneur driven by his mission.
A lot of people who need care, either on medical or mental health, are not able to get it for a variety of different reasons, from talent pool to geography to cost or taking time away from work. True Clinic has taken the approach that everyone in the world should have access to their doctors or their healthcare providers online.
True Clinic's cloud-based portal is designed so that patients can access their practitioner from anywhere. All they need is a computing device, internet connection, and a webcam. It hasn't always been that easy, according to Nathan Gladwell, administrative director of telemedicine at the U. Gladwell says in the past, telehealth would require special equipment like monitors, cameras, and wires.
True Clinic brings to the table a very quick, convenient, easy-to-use, user-friendly way for our physicians to connect with patients.
University of Utah Healthcare serves five surrounding states in a referral area encompassing more than 10% of the continental U.S. Gladwell says True Clinic will enable the U to reach their clients better, especially in fields that mostly require communication, like mental health or post-surgery follow-up. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
The regional head of the Greek Orthodox Church is telling priests they may not officiate at worship services, weddings, baptisms, or other sacraments for members of the parish that includes Holy Trinity Cathedral in Salt Lake and Prophet Elias Church in Holiday. Metropolitan Isaiah reacted to a proposal from lay leaders in the parish to cut the salaries of their three priests. In an email, Metropolitan Isaiah told KUER, the priests are not employees of the parish council and their salaries are set by the archdiocese. But the ban on services isn't complete. The Metropolitan says they will be allowed to officiate at services marking the Assumption of the Virgin Mary on Thursday, August 15th, and he expects both churches will be filled to capacity that day.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams has assigned outgoing Salt Lake City Councilmember Carlton Christensen to a brand new job. Christensen's a Republican. He'll be the mayor's top aide for regional development. McAdams, who's a Democrat, says he wants Salt Lake County to be a thriving metropolitan area with a small-town feel, but it's not an easy task in one of the fastest-growing regions of the country. McAdams points to the Wasatch Front Regional Council, Envision Utah, and local governments as examples of organizations that are actively planning for growth.
But I believe they need to be pulled into focus into a coordinated plan for the development of our region. And it struck me that Carlton Christensen has been on all of the boards of all these entities that I've looked at. He's been on the board of them and 16 years in local government. He has the expertise and background to be the person to help bring this all into focus.
Christensen says he'll help ensure county services are delivered effectively and efficiently without duplication.
Salt Lake County is probably one of the strongest economic drivers in the state of Utah, and to work collaboratively and effectively for not only today but the pending growth that's going to come to this county is an important part.
Christensen will start his new position August 19th. His term on the Salt Lake City Council expires in January.
The Davis County attorney has cleared Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell of wrongdoing after a complaint that he interfered in a child custody case. Rawlings issued a statement yesterday saying he's found no reason to bring charges against Bell. The family involved in the case says Bell ordered an audit of the Division of Child and Family Services on behalf of a neighbor who thought it had mistreated a family member. Top leaders of the U.S. Conference of Mayors are meeting this week in Park City. They'll be talking about the bankruptcy in Detroit, cuts to federal grant programs, and an effort to repeal the tax exemption for municipal bonds. More than 40 mayors of cities from Florida to California are in Park City for the meetings, welcomed by Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker. Police have recaptured a 27-year-old rape suspect who was accidentally let out of the Salt Lake County Jail. Anthony Santos Moultrie picked up Thursday morning after he was released on Wednesday. He had been booked on rape, burglary, and other charges. Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder says the sheriff's office accepts full responsibility for the release. The U.S. Attorney's Office is warning about a scam threatening victims with arrest if they don't pay to get out of jury duty. The callers identify themselves as federal court clerks. They tell people a warrant will be issued for their arrest unless they put at least $400 on a reloadable debit card and call back with the card's number. Court officials say none of the victims had actually been called for jury duty.
Dan Nalen may not be a crafty guy himself, but he sure likes to see what other people can create.
First of all, Dan, are you a craftsman of any sort? Do you make stuff?
I don't really. I have a daughter who could knit a working rocket ship.
Well, so you're sort of the cause of the knitting
at the gist.
Well, Craft Lake City, people have probably heard the name out there. It's the fifth year it's going on. It is a big free event at the Gallivan Center. This year it's expanding to 2 days, so it's Friday night from 5 to 10 and then Saturday from noon to 10. And it's a lot of sort of do-it-yourself craftspeople of all sorts making everything from jewelry to clothes to bags, as well as craft food people who make, you know, pastries and things like that. They get over 200 different craftspeople down there, artists of all sorts, selling their ware, just showcasing their things. 50 or so performing artists over the 2 days on a couple of stages, including one stage sponsored by our very own KUER. Just great stuff all around. And the fact that it's free gives you a real chance to get out there and meet and greet these local artists. Pretty cool stuff.
And then ballet and beer.
That's right. Ballet West has a pretty cool fundraiser that they started a year ago. This is the second time they're doing it. It's called Ballet and Beer. You go in, Epic Brewery sponsors it, so you get to try a lot of cool crafts beer that Epic makes, and you kind of meet and greet and hang out with the Ballet West dancers. You get to see some exclusive choreography that's never been seen by anyone else. It's a great opportunity to hang out and meet some of our local dancers. That's at 5:30 on Saturday at the Rose Wagner. And if you go to Ballet West website, check out ticket availability there. That's pretty cool.
Not to be confused with the beer festival, which is next week.
That's right. That's coming up. So plenty of beer to be had this August and to beat the heat. And some really great music this weekend as well. On Friday night, Texas legend Dale Watson, he's playing two shows, one at Pat's Barbecue at 7 and then later on at the Garage. Alan Jackson, country superstar, he has a bluegrass album out right now. He's playing at USANA on Saturday. And Steely Dan, of course, with their first show in a long time, if ever, in Salt Lake, sold out at Red Butte on Saturday night.
Dan Nalen reports on entertainment for KUER and blogs at slcene.com.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, August 9th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.